Shooting people at random. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Washington, D.C. police say a gunman set up a sniper position and started shooting Friday afternoon near a school in a neighborhood in northwest Washington. Two women, plus a retired police officer and a 12-year-old girl, were wounded. All are expected to survive. The shooter did not.
The suspect that we believe is responsible for this is now deceased. We believe that the suspect took his own life as MPD members were entering or breaching the apartment where the suspect was located.
D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says they're still trying to learn the gunman's motive. Six people, including three children, have been wounded in three separate shootings in Petersburg, Virginia, outside Richmond. Police aren't sure yet if the three incidents are connected. The search for a Texas National Guardsman missing in the Rio Grande River has been suspended for the night. A soldier jumped in to try and save a woman from drowning, then disappeared beneath the surface. Brandon Judd, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, telling Fox is the Ingram angle. He blames the administration.
This president's policies are allowing migrants to put themselves in danger, go into rivers, and then force good people like this National Guardsman to go in and risk his own life.
His would be the first fatality in the state's Operation Lone Star to slow illegal immigration at the Texas border. A man who shot two Tulsa police officers, one of them fatally, during a traffic stop nearly 2 years ago, has been convicted of the murder of Police Sergeant Craig Johnson. Anthony Ware says he feared for his life when he was pulled over. The jury will return next week to decide if he should face the death penalty for the killing. A brutal end to the week on Wall Street. The Dow plunged 981 points. NASDAQ dropped 335. The S&P 500 closed 121 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Despite concentrating its forces in eastern Ukraine, Russia has made little progress in the last 24 hours, according to British military intelligence, which credits Ukrainian counteroffensives. Ukraine's Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal met in Washington Friday with Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
This is the first visit since the Russian aggression by a senior official of the Ukrainian government. Further evidence that a independent, sovereign Ukraine is going to be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin.
Shmyhal said he is confident that Ukraine will prevail militarily and rebuild its country. President Biden Friday promising to lower health care costs, starting with the price of prescription drugs.
Everyone has less money in their pocket today because of the high cost of health care. Over the past decade, health care costs have gone up 50%. And a major reason for that increase is the cost of the drugs in health care.
The president says drug companies who increase their prices faster than the rate of inflation should face extra taxes. In his Earth Day speech in Washington State, the president also announced plans to plant more than 1 billion new trees. Disney will lose its right to self-governance at Disney World under a new law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis Friday, passed by state lawmakers after Disney promised to work for the repeal of the state's parents' rights law.
You're a corporation based in Burbank, California. And you're going to marshal your economic might to attack the parents of my state? We view that as a provocation, and we're going to fight back against that.
Governor DeSantis said it was unfair that no other company enjoyed the benefits the state had bestowed on Disney in the late 1960s. The National Labor Relations Board asking a federal court in Arizona to order Starbucks to rehire three employees it fired. The three were all members of a union organizing committee. The government says firing them amounts to unfair labor practices. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.